Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello, hi, and welcome to a midweek mini show, but with a very special guest, my darling friend and hugely talented colleague, Inga van Lontringham, is rejoining me on the podcast, although I am going to be very, very honest and say that Inga, who has been a beauty director for over 20 years, we recorded this episode when she sat down for her long interview that was just fascinating earlier on this year. I think it was earlier on this year, or was it late last year? Anyway, we decided to create a little mini show because back then she told me, sort of somewhat secretly, that she had a beauty Bible coming out. And I said, well, why don't we record a little bit of a show about it and then I can publish it as and when it becomes available. Then things like lockdown happened, and so there's been something of a delay. But I'm so pleased to be able to say this book. I'm actually holding it in my greedy little hands right now. But this book, Great Skin, Secrets the Beauty Industry Doesn't Tell You, is now available. And it really is wonderful. I received my copy very recently, and I've already... Well, I mean, it's a well-thumbed copy already. I'm just going to tell you that. And it just... I'm going to read a little bit of the blurb on the back because it says... Inga is a top beauty industry watchdog and journalist, and she provides answers. She knows the good, the bad, and what the beauty industry doesn't necessarily tell you. For more than 20 years, she's been testing and researching every possible skincare product and treatment. Put down that expensive little jar with its sparkling top. Great Skin is about finding skincare tailored to you. Your skin is unique and has its own special requirements. With Inga, you'll become your own expert and soon pick products like a pro so that your skin will look brighter and healthier for life. And honestly, Inga's knowledge is so broad, so accurate, and just so well researched. And if you listen to that previous episode, she came on and she talked about how she's always approached journalism, how she's always approached writing about skincare, writing about products, researching, and talking about treatments, all these sorts of things. It really was a revelation to me because it was a very different kind of beauty journalism than the one I was involved in, which was far less detailed. She writes the very in-depth features and really digs deep. And so she has access to some of the best people in skincare, whether it's a formulating chemist, an aesthetic practitioner, a cosmetic surgeon, whatever it might be. So this book is so rich with her knowledge, and I'm so pleased to be able to share this mini episode with you. So yes, we recorded this. It's quite bizarre listening back to it because we recorded it face-to-face, and it's the first face-to-face podcast I'm publishing in quite a while. Even though it was recorded a while ago, it was quite sweet listening to it and realizing what it was like to be in the same room having a podcast conversation. But I just wanted to let you know that this is what you're going to be getting in this show, and I really highly recommend the book. I do think it's wonderful, and it really is all of her incredible knowledge and her style put into one book, which is just so perfect. And I will of course be putting the link to that original conversation in the show notes in case you missed it, so that you can get to know Inga a little bit better. But without any further ado, making a very welcome return, sort of, to the podcast, it's my lovely friend and beauty director of over 20 years, Inga van Lontringham, on the Emma Gunn Show. My lovely friend Inga is making a very welcome return to the podcast, and this is because she has a very exciting project that is imminent.
It is. If I could tell you an exact date, I still can't, but it's imminent.
The date will be in the show notes, and this will be out when you are able to by said exciting project. But actually, tell the lovely listeners, our most excellent listeners, what it is that you've done.
Yeah, I wrote a book. To my surprise, I always thought, we all think we're going to write a book one day, but I could never think of anything original enough. And then I was talking to an old friend of mine, I'm no publisher, he's the brother of my best friend, and he has a publishing house here in London. And he said, do you want to write a book? And I'm like, no, because I don't have any good ideas. And he said, I have to have a good idea. You are the beauty director of Cosmopolitan, you have a lot of knowledge, just write down your knowledge. And I said, well, that's boring. I always felt I had to have a really interesting premise. And he said, just start writing it and you'll come up with something. But I think the crux of it is just your knowledge and the way you've acquired it. And it took ages because my dad wasn't very well, and I had a full-time job. And actually writing a book takes a lot of time. So I wrote it in fits and spurts. It took 2.5 years in little bits. And suddenly it was done. And it was, I literally started somewhere and then I came to the end of everything I wanted to say, and then I ended it. So the whole thing is, it's very oddly 47 chapters of thoughts. Every chapter is something I want to say about how you should approach skincare. Mm-hmm. It's just my philosophy of how, literally, because it is true, we're not all lucky to have perfect skin, but we could all have much better skin than we have. And there's some really basic principles and some slightly less basic ones that I think everybody should know. And it's about educating yourself, because my main problem is these days it's all about, I love the fact that you can ask anybody for personal recommendations. It's all about personal recommendations these days, which is lovely. But your skin is not like the skin of the person sitting next to you. And you should, of course, you can use personal recommendations as a starting point, but you should understand your own skin, because otherwise you're going to buy the wrong products. Yeah. So that is what the book is in a simple a way as possible, is trying to tell you it's 47 ways to get to know your skin so you can get the best skin of your life. So, yeah, that's just kind of what I know.
Oh, yeah.
I can't really. I still don't think, obviously I haven't, rocked the world with an entirely new idea. So I blame myself for that. I still feel I should have come up with something much more original. But this is what I know. And I do know quite a lot of stuff.
Let's just explain why you know quite a lot of stuff. You've spent over 20 years working as a beauty director.
Yes.
Which means, and so your access to the best of the best in the beauty industry, whether it's a brand owner, a scientist, a formulating chemist, you know those people.
Yeah. And that's it. Because people say, and I say, why am I qualified? I'm not a chemist, I'm not a formulator, I'm not a doctor, I'm not even a makeup artist, but I know those people, and I haven't just smiled at them. I've milked them to death. I'm a bit notorious because I've always come back. I've interrogated them. And I've compared and contrasted all their opinions over so many years. Mm. So it just comes to, it is an education. It is almost like a university education with the best teachers in the world. And there's so many great people who can teach you so much. So it's that is distilling all of that. And then all the questions I've been, all the questions I've had over 22 years, what people want to know. So it's just gathering it all together and percolating and then coming up with a plan, and also my own experience of what works and what doesn't. But yeah, we have such access to people and they've taught us so much. Definitely have my favorites, but all of them have contributed something. So that really is it. And that is my expertise. And actually, That is expertise, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I think sometimes it can, even with this podcast, I can sometimes feel a bit fraudulent because I'll talk to loads of people, whether it's Andy Podicum from Headspace or whether it's Caroline Hirons about skincare, or whether it's whoever it might be, a sleep expert or a doctor in this, or Jen Gunter. And then I feel quite fraudulent sort of saying what I've learned from them, because I don't have a doctorate, I don't have a qualification. But that doesn't make, but the sort of the hub I've made myself by speaking to these various people does give me a sense of...
It does give you a sense. And there's something else in my particular case, but there will be something like that for you as well. What I have, I don't have anything over them, but I will have tried and seen about 40,000 beauty products. So that adds something as well. So where, because you talk to a lot of experts, but they know their field, and you try to ask them outside of that, or you try to ask them about other products and other ways of formulating that you've heard from another really clever person is the way to do it. And they'll go, oh, I don't know anything about that. And you go, yeah, but I do, because I've talked to that person and I've tried that. So what we have, again, it's about having been confronted with so much that you can actually see through the nonsense, and you can compare.
It's like the bridges between.
Yeah, between all those things, you know, the more you've fed yourself with information, the more you can distill something decent out of it.
So if someone's listening to this and they're thinking, actually, I'm in the market for something of a skincare overhaul, or maybe it wouldn't hurt if I maybe took a few steps back and understood my skin, what can they get out of your book?
I think it just starts.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
First of all, it kind of explains about what skincare is. What I find really interesting is that we're kind of stuck between, so there's a lot of skincare that's just a basic moisturizer and doesn't do much, but because skincare can never admit to doing too much, because then it would be classified as a drug. It's really hard to know what's going to work and what doesn't. But the fact is, skincare is so much more, if you know what to choose, skincare is so much more potent than we give it credit for. So it kind of explains that, giving you a little bit more faith in what skincare can do.
That's lovely, actually.
It's,
I hadn't even
true.
Thought about that.
No, but it's absolutely, you know, they have to hide their light under a bushel sometimes. A lot of brands cannot say what this stuff can actually do, because, you know, the regulators would be all over them. And then, of course, you've got doctors, like especially GPs, who will always tell you that you might as well put some E45 on it because it's never going to work. That's not actually true. So, you know, that's interesting. But it is quite basic in that it will explain how to cleanse, and it will explain how to find a moisturizer right for your skin, but it will also explain why one vitamin C is gonna do nothing, and so it is all those basics, but you will be able to navigate it to your interests. Or you can just start at the beginning and read the whole book, because I think if you read the whole book, you'll have a plan for life, basically. But there's also, you know, you might be more interested in a certain subject than another, and it will be in there.
Will it do the thing where it takes away the confusion? For example, somebody might follow many of the people who've been on this podcast and think, oh, I need to use a vitamin C.
Yeah.
And then, because they've listened to this podcast, they'll be turning around the product and they'll be looking at the inky list. And they'll say, this doesn't have vitamin C in it. It's got ascorbic acid in it.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be in there.
Explain why that's
look at it. I mean, there's no subject that says how to read an inky list, but it's very much a subject. This is the ingredient, and this is how you find the right one.
But explain why what I just said is a doozy.
Yeah. Because... Absolutely, yeah. Oh, why? Yeah, because vitamin C, I mean, first of all, there's, I would say, about 10 to 12 different kind of actual vitamin C molecules, but then it can also, the word vitamin C can mean anything and everything. Vitamin C is a very unstable molecule. So yes, you can put it in there, but it can be dead, you know, and a lot of products have vitamin C in there that's dead, basically. It's not going to do anything.
But ascorbic acid is.
But ascorbic acid is the actual active molecule within vitamin C, like retinoic acid is the actual active molecule within vitamin A. And that's what you need to go for. But you try to formulate that is really difficult because the active molecule is always the most unstable. And the moment you put them in a pot, they explode and stop doing anything unless you formulate them properly. So there are tricks. There are names to learn. And it's boring. Well, it's not boring. The difficult thing is once you start doing that, you're in the field of really difficult words. Tetrahexadecylascorbate. You know, you're like, what the hell is this? Those are the kinds of words where you look at them and you want to go and read something else. But unfortunately, if you really want to get the most out of some ingredients, you need to learn those words. You don't need to learn the words, but you need to look at them and then compare them to what's in your
English. There's a brilliant glossary that Claire Coleman told me about where you literally can type in a name, a chemical name, molecule name into the database and it tells you basically what it is.
But then it will tell you how it is, but then how does it have to be formulated? Because ascorbic acid ascorbic acid is the best one, but you know, you can put it in there with a load of water and it'll be dead. So, you know, there's little, not every ingredient is that difficult, but where they are, the two or three ingredients that are that difficult, they get a chapter.
But the difficult ingredients, and you've mentioned too, vitamin C and retinol, they are the gold standard and they're the ones that actually, arguably, would you say, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but would you say that topically they are the ones that actually have an impact on the look and feel of the skin?
And they still are. And I don't think they're discovering other things, but they are by far the most potent and they're just worth having, but they're not worth paying the earth for if they're not going to do anything for you. That's why you have to educate, you know, educate yourself a little bit further. What is the best vitamin C serum? Well, there's quite a few, because also you have to think of your skin tone. You might be sensitive to one and not to the other. But it's not, I cannot ever answer anything with a few simple words. There always has to be a little bit of reading, and I hope people are prepared to do that because they will benefit from it. It's not going to be boring.
You're right. It's not black and white. And I had a lovely chat with Alex Light recently, and we were talking about seeing the world in black and white and actually how if you really want to get to places, you have to see the world in shades of grey.
Absolutely. I'm very grey.
So I always say
that's why this is a word. No, not that. Now, this is a world where people want black and white, and that's difficult sometimes. And I just can't because there's always a way, and the way in between is usually the best. But you have to work a bit harder. It's not as straightforward.
So does the book have a name? We are recording this a little bit in advance of the actual...
Yeah, at this point, we were still pushing back and forth, but it's called... originally Great Skin and then it's 47 ways to get to know your skin. So yeah, it's simple, it's a promise, but I think it's a promise you can live up to.
I cannot wait to read it.
I really can't
I think it's brilliant, and I mean we keep saying this about distilling knowledge, but I'm really, because I have been in this lovely fortunate position for nearly 20 years of getting to sit next to you, being your mate, getting to chat to you on the tube on the way to the O2 usually recently. But I get to get this firsthand, and I feel really good about the world that now a lot of people are going to get to share what you
know. Oh, you're so positive. I'll be like, I'll put a little book in the world. You know, but it's a good brain dump for me.
I think good, just sometimes it is really good to, particularly when you've been in the same job for a long time, whether it's on a particular title as you were, or just in the same sort of role as a beauty director, whatever that might be, listeners. You might not be a beauty director, you might be doing something else. But if you are in a role for a very long time, it can be very tough to acknowledge, accept and understand and appreciate your achievements, because it's everything's constantly moving forward.
Yeah, and it's just your life, isn't it? So I don't, it's just...
And were there points where you were writing this book where you thought, actually, I remember that trip. And actually, when I came back from that trip, I was much better at being able to write about skincare or being able to do this thing because I understood something so much better.
Yeah. Constantly. It's the conversations, you know, it's mostly conversation I remember when I suddenly realised this or realised that. It's many, many years of just really interesting stuff. So yeah, it got me back a little bit as well. It's been a good ride.
I love it. Well, the link to the book will be in the show notes, as will the link to Inga's social media. And between us recording and this going live, she'll obviously have millions of followers because you'll be less shitty.
Right. Good luck, me.
And if you've enjoyed this episode and you haven't heard Inga's previous appearance on the show, which was a mega doozy that really made my soul very, very happy, then I will also put the link to that in the show notes so that you can spend an hour and a half in Inga's company, which,
yay,
trust me, is time well spent. Inga, thank you. Congratulations on the book. I can't wait to read it.
And thanks, Emma.
It's always nice to have you on the show.
Love you.
Thank you so much for listening. If you'd like to get in touch with me or you would like to speak to your most excellent fellow listeners, then all you have to do is email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com or join the Facebook group where we're all there, thousands of us, chatting about this episode and others and many, many other topics. All you have to do is go to the show notes, click the link to join, and you will be welcomed in with open arms once you answer a couple of questions and agree to the forum rules. If you want to be a little less formal and you want to DM me on Instagram or Twitter, find me there where I am at Emma Guns. It will be a delight to hear from you. It really is my favourite part of making this show. So please don't hesitate. Don't be shy about getting in touch. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you on the next one.